Wow, I'm surprised to see you at my door, but it's wonderful that you're walking around. How is your chest doing? You look great. There's a pleasant flush to your skin. Did you need me to have a look at your old wound? Make sure everything is healing up as it should? Oh. Hey, you look like you have something on your mind. Why don't you come inside and have a seat by the window? I just finished praying. I'll put the kettle on and we can talk about it. I'm really flattered that you'd come talk with me. Although I guess I'm your only option with Sylvie gone. I saw her run off into the forest as a wolf last night. Do you want sugar or cream with your tea? Okay. Yeah, Sylvie will be back soon though, right? And then we'll head out for the next job? Oh, the tea. No, it's okay. I'll wipe it up. I must have misheard you. You said she's not coming back? What happened? Did something go wrong with your proposal? You didn't ask for her to marry you? With that ring I found in your bag? Oh, my friend, your eyes look so sad and so resigned. You ended your relationship with her. Oh, I am so sorry for both of you. Heartbreak is a terrible pain. I have to ask, though, and I feel like I'll go mad if I don't. Did this breakup have anything to do with my confession? Those things I said to you while you were bleeding out? I see. I'm sorry. I truly am. I want you to be happy. But the two of you had different expectations for a life together. Ah, that's even more heartbreaking. Why? Because it's not that you didn't care for each other, you just wanted different things. What? No, no way. I'm not gonna say I told you so. That's horrible. I had an outburst because I thought my friend was dying in my arms. I didn't want to cause anyone any pain. Especially you. Here. May I come sit beside you? Sometimes people are only in our lives for a season, and everyone leaves you eventually. I know that sounds horrible, but it's true. Everyone in your life does leave, either by choice or by circumstance. And I mean, sometimes they leave because death or the gods have taken them. But nothing is forever. It hurts now, and it will continue hurting as time passes. But I think eventually you'll be able to remember the good memories that you made with Sylvie. And I know it's kind of weird that I'm comforting you about this, given what I've said about you and Sylvie in the past, but the two of you went through something incredible together. You both saved each other when you were kidnapped, and that's always going to be a part of your story. Nothing will change that. Here, I can't stand seeing you look so down. May I? Oh! Oh, you're hugging me. Thank you. I'm blushing. Yes, of course I'm blushing. I mean, of course I'm blushing. Our faces are so close, and... You kissed me. Why did you do that? You want to be with me? Are you sure? No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to question your feelings. That kiss was, quite convincing. I don't want you to feel obligated to be with me now. I confessed my feelings for you with no expectations. It's okay if you don't reciprocate. I've made peace with that. You're cuddling me. Well, excuse you, I'm trying to be very serious and wise here. I'm a cleric. It's part of my job. That feels so nice, though. You smell good. How do you always smell so good? Like grass and armor polish. Wait, but I mean it. If you need time to heal, I'm happy to wait for you. I'd be happy to court you properly and show you what you mean to me. How do I court you? Oh, it's a very long process with many romantic steps. I don't want to bore you by talking about it. Oh, you want to hear? Well, first I would write a letter to your parents expressing my intentions with you. Normally we would be chaperoned on our first few dates, but I think we could skip that part. I know firsthand that you're more than capable of defending yourself. Yeah? You might have to, in case I decide to try and take advantage. Yeah, you better watch out. I'm a lech of a cleric. You might not be safe alone with me. No, stop. I can't even say it with a straight face. Oh, I didn't realize I had to go on. I should keep talking about how I would court you. Well, I'm a little rusty, but after a few dates, either with or without a chaperone, I would steal a kiss from you. Yeah, kind of like what you did with me. Oh, and I would give you a gift. Something handmade and thoughtful to show that I care. After that, don't tell me to spit it out. I know I'm blushing. If you liked my gift, We could start sharing a bedroll, if you wanted. Oh, you know exactly what I mean. Don't make me explain anymore, or you'll get smited. You can't tease clerics like this. It's a sin. No, it says in our religious texts. Well, it's somewhere in the back. You're insufferable, and you're lucky you're a good kisser. But there you have it. The expectations of being with me, and how I would show that I'm worthy of you, and how I know that you're worthy of me. Not just because you're strong and capable. The world is full of people who are strong and kind. That's one of the greatest things about the world. I trust you more than I've trusted anyone else in my life. I trust you with the ugly parts of me and the vulnerable ones. Please kiss me again. I don't want to do any more explaining. I just want to be close to you. We want each other, and my head is spinning. I'm so scared this is a dream. Just one more kiss. Let me touch your cheek with my hand. Gods, you are so beautiful. I promise I'll do right by you. I'll make this work between us, and I will make you so happy. I love you. I love you so much.